Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
These are the good people of the Midlands' best bad dad gags. We look forward to this time every week, don't we?
Absolutely. It's pure unadulterated medicine.
Now you have it, yeah. It gets you going for the weekend.
It really does.
Duncan from Shinrone. Duncan is probably the king of bad dad gags, in fairness to him.
Okay.
Duncan said, went to the doctor's yesterday, and I said, I think I'm going deaf. Describe the symptoms, he said. I said, well, the dad is called Homer, the mum is called Marge, and the son is called Bart.
Nice. Very good. Simple but effective.
I love it. He also said, I was thinking about going to English night classes to help with my mixed metaphors. But at my age, I think that bird has sailed.
That bird has sailed. Good man.
What do you call a French man being attacked by a lion?
A lion?
Yeah.
A French man being attacked by a lion. Yeah. I don't know.
Claude. Jerry Mullingar said, hi lads. What has five toes and looks like your foot?
Your foot?
Hmm. My foot.
Aye. Aye-o.
Hi, Peter. I'm looking for someone who'll brush their teeth with me because dentists say brushing alone won't help with tooth decay.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
There you go. Yeah. Now you have it. We need to set up a teeth brushing society. Let me see. For bad dad gags, from Kev. Kev said, ladies, if he can't appreciate your fruit jokes, you need to let that man go. Get it? Let that man go. No? Ah, come on.
Yeah, no.
I thought that was good. Kev, come on. Kev, I'm with you on this. I agree with you. I think that's good.
Silly.
David's just in a grump today. That's all that's wrong with David.
I retract that. Not in a grump.
Non-grumpy David wouldn't say that. Yeah.
Sure.
Right, see if this will cheer you up. Hi lads, did you know there's a clinical name for people who can't sleep and have to eat instead?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's called insomnomnomnomnomnomnia. That did it, that got you.
I mean, let's be fair here. Why is that funnier than the mango one, you know? I'll give you that one. I'm probably in a grump.
You can't be in a grump if it's Friday. Come on.
I know.
Okay, let's see if this will work. Second last one. Dave texts in, poor Dave's in the doghouse. He's in the doghouse for being a smart arse.
It's not me.
No, not you. This is Dave, not David.
True.
Yeah. He said, I confessed to my wife that I quite fancy Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, yeah, okay, whatever floats your boat. Yeah. I said, I think you'll find that's buoyancy. Big shout to Jackie as well. Jackie said, hey lads, it was St. George's Day during the week. Did you know that, St. George's Day?
No, funny enough, I don't keep an eye on that.
Well, right, yeah, it was St. George's Day. Did you know he was made a saint for having the courage to stand up to a scary dragon?
No. Ah.
Yeah. She said, my husband tried it. He's now sleeping in the spare room.
Oh. Dissing women, Peter, not a good look.
Yeah, that came in from Jackie.
Jackie.
Not me. Jackie's allowed to. Jackie's a woman. She's allowed to.
Are you sure?
Well, according to her picture on WhatsApp, yes, she is.
Yeah, you got me there.
There you go. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. So if you have a cat, you know that most cats love a good old cardboard box. You know that. But it nearly cost one family in America their pet when they accidentally shipped the cat to California. There you go. So Galena was trapped inside an Amazon returns parcel for a week. I shouldn't laugh. But eventually the cat did show up at a warehouse alive, I may add. The couple from Utah booked a flight the next day, finding her skinnier but otherwise healthy.
Oh.
Skinnier, you say? Just wouldn't mind shipping myself off in a box myself. If I was going to lose a few pounds, like, you know what I mean? I'd gladly get into a box and ship myself to California, no problem. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Thank you, camera. We'll give you another chance to enter our fantastic competition to win €100 to spend in Lidl, by the way. We'll do that again in a couple of minutes. Are you having your breakfast, by the way? You're sitting down to a bowl of something nice. Because we can reveal our favourite breakfast cereal.
Okay.
What do you think, Cameron? If you sit down to have a bowl of breakfast cereal, what's your go-to? Yours is probably something healthy, or you
know. No, it's not. No, I will say it's one thing I can never get a grip on is healthy cereal, because healthy cereal just isn't nice. I'm going to sound like a child. I love Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Let me see. Does Cookie Crisp make the top? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't make the top 5.
Okay, can I guess?
Go for it.
Okay. Weetabix.
Weetabix, yes, Weetabix is in there. And yeah, you can't go wrong with Weetabix though.
Oh, it's grand. And you can also make it quite healthy, I'd say.
I've seen a few recipes where you can use Weetabix in, to make like a little, not like a cake thing, but like, oh God, I'm dying here. What do you call it? The cake that's nice with the biscuit base on it.
I'm Somebody assuming you mean cheesecake.
Cheesecake, yeah. That's it. For the sake of cheesecake. So, there's a great recipe to use Weetabix in one of those, which is healthy. Let me see. Go on, give another few guesses.
Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies, yes. Yeah. Rice Krispies are in there.
Cornflakes.
Well. Cornflakes. Cornflakes are in there, yes.
They What's that, came 3
in,
out of 5?
They came in second, yeah. Go for it.
What am I missing? What numbers?
You're missing two more.
Okay, 1 and 5?
One and three. Go for it.
Number one.
Yeah, what's number one? Wow. I wouldn't have guessed this, by the way.
It's not porridge, is it?
No. No, porridge isn't in there.
No, I didn't think so. It'd be too...
Yeah. Hmm. Go on, I'll put you out of your misery.
Yeah, go on.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
I said cornflakes.
Yeah, not crunchy nut
cornflakes. That doesn't matter.
It does.
That doesn't matter.
Crunchy nut cornflakes is number one, and cornflakes is number two.
You're catching me on the branding.
No, they're clearly a different cereal altogether. Clearly a different
You're catching
cereal.
Me on pedantics here, Peter. Come on, that is ridiculous.
No.
Right, I got that right.
Try and get the one that's missing. You've got one chance to get the one that's missing.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to do it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cheerios.
Go for it. No. Cocoa Pops.
Ah, fair enough. I should have guessed that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the chocolate version of Rice Krispies.
Here, you're probably not old enough to remember this, but you used to have treats and cereals like toys.
I remember, in the plastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't do them anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a choking hazard.
I think so. Do you know what
I can't remember any of the toys I've ever gotten out of cereal. I do remember stuff being in the plastic though.
Yeah, yeah. I remember mauling through a whole packet of Rice Krispies one day and my dad coming out.
Parents go mad about it.
For everybody.
Yeah, because your 7-year-old hands are just burying in the. Your hands are probably dirty as well because you're a child.
Filthy, yeah. Absolutely.
You've just been out playing the dirt or something.
Exactly.
Oh my God, my cereal toy.
That's worth like 10 pence.
My cereal toy would love this dirt I'm playing in.
Or the. Do you used to be able to put stuff in your spokes of your bicycle as well? They used to have these things in the cornflakes of, do you know the big rooster on the cornflakes box? Yeah, you used to be able to put a like little reflector on your spokes. They were brilliant.
I didn't know about that. Yeah. I never got one of those.
No, you're too young for one of those, but you wouldn't be seen out in the street without those in your BMX.
Well, no, you literally wouldn't be seen.
No, you literally wouldn't be seen because it's like 11 o'clock at night and the parents are like, you'd be grand. That was growing up in the 80s and 90s for you, Cameron. Not that
I can't
you know.
Relate.
No, not did relate. You know? So there you
now,
go.
Hang on, I want to put a call out to people in the Midlands just very quickly before we wrap up here. I was right on the cornflakes.
No, one you and weren't. Two.
I was
Get
right.
Over it.
I
Get
was
over
right.
It. Go on.
I need
Get
people
out.
To text in.
Get out.
Go on. Shout out your number.
083 3010 103.
Let Peter know I was right. 1 and 2. I should have gotten 4 out of 5 right.
Crunchy nut cornflakes and cornflakes. Two completely
same thing.
Different
They're both cornflakes.
Two completely different.
Stop
things.
That.
Two. Cameron, get out. Go
yeah,
on.
Whatever.
Go on. Get out. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
La Belle, Lady Marmalade, Midlands 103. It's Peter with you. Good morning on this Tuesday morning. It is 20 past 7. And you know what we have for you right now? We have one of these. Big old mug of... Do you want a latte or a cappuccino? Or just a coffee? An Americano? Decaf or... No, not a decaf Tuesday morning anyways. This is your caffeine kick. Have a think about this. Then text me or WhatsApp me the answer to 083 3010 103. Stick your name and location on this as well, because if you get it right, you're getting on the honours list and getting a big shout out. You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove and a gas lamp.
You've only one match. What do you light first? So you're in a dark room. There's you with a candle, a wooden stove, and a gas lamp. Only the one match in your hand. What do you light first? 083-3010-103. Text or WhatsApp. Stick your name and location on it as well. Remember, you get it right, you get on the honours list. You get it wrong, we completely ignore you. Sorry, that's just the way it is for Caffeine Kick. We're ruthless.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
Thank you, Cameron. We'll give you another chance to enter our fantastic competition to win €100 to spend in Lidl, by the way. We'll do that again in a couple of minutes. Are you having your breakfast, by the way? You're sitting down to a bowl of something nice, because we can reveal our favourite breakfast cereal.
Okay.
What do you think, Cameron? If you sit down to have a bowl of breakfast cereal, what's your go-to? Yours is probably something healthy, or you
know. No, it's not. No, I will say it's one thing I can never get a grip on is healthy cereal, because healthy cereal just isn't nice. I'm going to sound like a child. I love Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Let me see. Does Cookie Crisp make the top? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't make the top 5.
Okay, can I guess?
Go for it.
Okay. Weetabix.
Yes, Weetabix is in there. And yeah, you can't go wrong with Weetabix, though.
Oh, it's grand. And you can also make it quite healthy, I'd say.
I've seen a few recipes where you can use Weetabix in, to make like a little, not like a cake thing, but like, I'm dying here. What do you call it? The cake that's nice with the biscuit base on it.
I'm assuming you mean cheesecake.
Cheesecake, yeah. That's it. For the sake of cheesecake. So, there's a great recipe to use Weetabix in one of those, which is healthy. Let me see. Go on, give another few guesses.
Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies, yes. Yeah. Rice Krispies are in there.
Cornflakes.
Well. Cornflakes. Cornflakes are in there, yes. They
What's that,
came
three
in,
out of five?
They came in second, yeah. Go for it.
What am I missing? What numbers?
Missing, one, two. You're missing two more.
Okay, one and five?
One and three.
One and three.
Go for it.
Number one.
Yeah, what's number one? Wow. I wouldn't have guessed this, by the way.
It's not porridge, is it?
No. No, porridge isn't in there.
No, I didn't think so. It'd be too...
Yeah. Hmm. Go on, I'll put you out of your misery.
Yeah, go on.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
I said cornflakes.
Yeah, not crunchy nut cornflakes.
That doesn't matter.
It does.
That doesn't matter.
Crunchy nut cornflakes is number one, and cornflakes is number two.
You're catching me on the branding.
No, they're clearly a different cereal altogether. Clearly a different
You're catching
cereal.
Me on pedantics here, Peter. Come on, that is ridiculous.
No.
Right, I got that right.
Try and get the one that's missing. You've got one chance to get the one that's missing.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to do it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cheerios.
Go for it. No. Cocoa Pops.
Ah, fair enough. I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
Just the chocolate version of Rice Krispies.
Here, I don't. You're probably not old enough to remember this, but you used to have treats and cereals like.
I remember in the plastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't do them anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a choking hazard.
I think so. Do you know what I used?
I can't remember any of the toys I've ever gotten out of cereal. I do remember stuff being in the plastic, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember mauling through a whole packet of Rice Krispies one day, and my dad coming out.
Parents go mad about it.
For everybody.
Yeah, because your 7-year old hands are just burying in the. Your hands are probably dirty as well because you're a child.
Filthy, yeah. Absolutely.
You've just been out playing the dirt or something.
Exactly.
Oh my God, my cereal toy.
That's worth like 10 pence.
My cereal toy would love this dirt I'm playing in.
Or the. Do you used to be able to put stuff in your spokes of your bicycle as well? They used to have these things in the cornflakes of, do you know the big rooster on the cornflakes box? Yeah, you used to get be able to put a like little reflector on your spokes. They were brilliant.
I didn't know about that. Yeah. I never got one of those.
No, you're too young for one of those, but you wouldn't be seen out in the street without those in your BMX.
Well, no, you literally wouldn't be seen.
No, you literally wouldn't be seen, because it's like 11 o'clock at night and the parents are like, you'd be grand. That was growing up in the 80s and 90s for you, Cameron. Not that
I can't
you know.
Relate.
No,
can't
did relate. You know? So there you
now,
go.
Hang on, I want to put a call out to people in the Midlands just very quickly before we wrap up here. I was right on the cornflakes.
No, one you weren't. Right.
I was
Get
right.
Over it.
I
Get
was
over
right.
It. Go on.
I need
Get
people
out.
To text in.
Get out.
Go on, shout out your number.
083-3010-103.
Let Peter know I was right. 1 and 2. I should have gotten 4 out of 5 right.
Crunchy nut cornflakes and cornflakes, two completely
Same thing.
Different
They're both cornflakes.
Two completely different
Stop
things.
Stop that.
Cameron, get out. Go
yeah,
on.
Whatever.
Go on. Get out.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Gavin James, Midlands 103. Peter with you, just coming up to 7:45. Good morning. So I need your help with something. I hope I'm not the only person who does this. I give nicknames to everyday items. Do you do that? And I only copped it yesterday because we have this, we have a RoboVac. Do you know the vacuum cleaners that just kind of potter about the house? And it's nearly like a pet. Because, you know, you might turn it on and it's hovering around the kitchen, it's hoovering up everything, and then it'll wander into the sitting room and you go, no, back in there, back. And he's trying to direct it back in, you know what I mean? But I don't know what brand it is or anything like that. But I call it Vacky Bonner. That's it. Now, the kids call it that too, but they don't know who the reference is to, obviously. But it's normally, where's Vacky? Is Vacky around? I think Vacky's in the kitchen. Grand. Or Vacky needs to be charged. Do you do that? Let me know. 083 3010 103. Do you give everyday items in your life a nickname? Not the name it should be. 083 3010 103. Text me, WhatsApp me. I'd love to hear yours. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. So Emmerdale are going to air a special episode that shows two different versions of its storyline from two different viewpoints about domestic abuse. So the programme is on next Tuesday and it'll see a dramatic dinner party hosted by Tom King and his wife Belle, and it'll focus on their coercive relationship after featuring arguments between Marlon Dingle and his wife Rona. I think that's really interesting, actually. I don't watch Emmerdale anymore, haven't done in years, but why tune in for that? That sounds good. Actor Arthur Hughes, he hopes his new role will remind people that disability can be a burden and a superpower. He plays a Tudor lawyer in detective series Shard Lake, and it's based on the novels by C.J. Sansom. And it's out on Disney Plus tomorrow if you're interested. His character is treated as an outsider because of an ailment. But Arthur, who has radial dysplasia, says the drama highlights how some should never be identified by their condition.
You might think he's weak, he's actually strong. Every time I see a disabled actor in a leading role, it's brilliant to see yourself represented, to see future generations of disabled actors.
Absolutely. And we're going to be given a first new look at the Disney prequel to The Lion King. The live action film called Mufasa, The Lion King, follows the early years of Mufasa, who will be played by Beyonce and Jay-Z's 12-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy. So she'll play alongside her mum, who reprises her role as Nala, and it's due to hit the cinemas in December.
This story begins far beyond the mountains and the shadows. A lion was born without a drop of nobility in his blood. A lion who would change our lives forever.
Ooh, sounds good. I like the sound of that. Looking forward to that in December. In the meantime, how's the caffeine kick going down? Right. You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You have one match. What do you light first? Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Big hello to Trish, who got in touch. So yesterday we were having an argument, a discussion about the nation's favourite cereals. And even though Cameron refuses to recognise Crunchy Nut Cornflakes as being completely different than ordinary cornflakes, however, we won't go back to that argument. Trish got in touch because we were talking about the reflectors that go on your the spokes of your bicycle. Do you remember you used to get them free with your Kellogg's Cornflakes? Well, Trish still has hers. Oh, this is brilliant. She sent in a picture. She said, "Morning, Peter. The Kelly's Reflectors. Is that what they were called? Kelly's Reflectors from Kellogg's." And if you look at the back, and she sent a picture of on the back, it says, "Copyright 1989. They're 35 years old. Trish, that is brilliant. There's four of them there. Two orange ones, three orange ones and a yellow one. Oh, I love it.
That is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, they were the thing back in the day. You had to have them on your bike, on your BMX, if you wanted to go out and play. Never mind a helmet or safety gear. No, you had to have your Kellogg's reflectors on your spokes. After all, it was like 11 o'clock at night. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Bob Marley jamming. Midlands 103, good morning. In the UK, a woman has described her experience after turning up to a hospital appointment only to be told she was already dead. Now, they told her she was dead. Officials at Burlington Hospital near Scarborough told Susan Johnson that she'd been recorded as deceased 4 months earlier. The NHS says it was aware of an issue involving an incorrect civil death registration that was later rectified by the patient's GP. But the 62-year-old says she was shaken like a leaf at the time and is now looking for answers. Why were you shaken like a leaf? You were okay. But I do remember, actually, years ago, I went with my mammy for an appointment to the clinic. And my mammy said to the lady at reception, she said, "Oh, I've Peter Dunn here for an appointment." The lady said, "Okay." I said, "How old is Peter?" And she said, "Oh, he's 7. And she stood up and she looked down at me and she went, "Oh, we have him down as married."
The best way to wake up. Yeah. Breakfast with Peter Dunn.
Yeah, gets me in a good mood.
On Midlands 103.
I kid you not, that is a true story. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Dario G. Sunshine, Midlands 103. Good morning. Sorry. I asked you for your everyday items you have nicknames for, and these are just brilliant. I'm glad it's not only me. I nicknamed the RoboVac in our house Vacky Bonner. And I'm just glad it's not only me. Roisin in Ballyfour said, "Morning, we have a whisk in our house for coffee, and we call her Whitney the Whisk." John in Killies texts in, he said, "I call my microwave Nuki, as in nuke the food." Linda said, "My Hoover Henry gets called some names I can't mention for hiding behind corners." I can imagine. I hate that you're trying to Hoover. And you're going, "Come on, will you? Will you come on?" And then it pulls out the plug or something on you. Text in from Roisin says, "Hi Peter, we have an espresso coffee machine called George Clooney for obvious reasons." Absolutely. "Hi Peter, we call our boiler Bertie the Boiler after Bertie Ahern because it lives in the cupboard." Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Classic from Candy Staten, Midlands 103. 21 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. Good morning. So Conan O'Brien's Ross na Rún episode is aired tonight. The US chat show host shot a cameo on the Irish language soap earlier on this year. We got a very short teaser of his attempt to speak Osgailge on the T.G. Cahir series.
"Gee, witch! Catch a dog yet, chin. Balloons!"
Yeah, interesting, interesting. He was doing a big tour around Ireland recently, and absolutely huge over in the US is Conan O'Brien, and a former writer of on The Simpsons as well. Very funny guy. We got a first glimpse of the remastered version of a documentary about the Beatles as well. It's a new trailer that shows Paul McCartney performing one of the group's most popular songs, Let It Be. First released more than 50 years ago following their breakup. He's joined by fellow bandmates who are also executive producers on the original film. So if you have Disney Plus, then Let It Be is out this month. There you go.
The Beatles. Rehearsing, recording, relaxing, philosophizing, creating. The Beatles. Live in a new motion picture.
Is it a miracle?
Looking forward to that one, definitely. Another thing I'm looking forward to is the opening of Tiernanog at Emerald Park. Have you ever been to Emerald Park in Ashburn, or as it was used to be known as Tato Park? A lot of people still call it that.
But the new 6.5 acre Celtic themed area at the County Meath Park is the equivalent of two Croke Parks. And it has two new state-of-the-art intertwining roller coasters called Nafina Force and The Quest. And it officially opens on May 22nd. Oh, lovely. I'd love to go. I'd love to go on them. We'll have to make it happen this summer, honestly. They look absolutely... We're looking at pictures of them now. There isn't a roller coaster that scares me. I will take on any roller coaster. Give it to me. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. George Ezra, anyone for you. Midlands103's Peter with you. Time now is 20 to 8 on your Tuesday morning. Let's get down to caffeine kick business. How did you get on with it? A lot of you got it right. So, every Tuesday we give you a caffeine kick, aka a little brain teaser. That's the equivalent of a cup of coffee to get your brain moving on a Tuesday. And you get it right, you get in the honours list. And that's a promise. A lot of you got it right. So, I'm a man of my word. I shall keep my promise. So, you're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove and a gas lamp. You've only one match. What do you light first? You ready for this? Martin got it right. Peter and Gerald's Baz got it. Mags and Tullamore. Carmel Choi and Kilcormac. Bernie and Bumbrosna. John Farland, Colin Sound. Oliver Cassidy and Glambalogue. Martina got it right. Duncan said the caffeine kicked in at 6 a.m. and he got it right as well. Michael Corcoran and Athlone. Chris Malloy and Tinny Cross got it. Hilda got it right. Declan and Walsh Island got it. He also wants to give a shout out to Magella. On her way to work in Kitty Care. How are you, Magella? Mary Gorman and Abby Leakes got it right. Finton got it. Margaret and Clara got it right. Martin Hochter. Mick Ryan and Castle Pollard. Kevin Cleary. John Malloy and Mount Mellick. Jenny and Far Drum. And Betty, who is working in the Pewter Cafe, got it right. Tricia in Tullamore got it. Mary Moore got it right as well. Well done, Mary. Ruth got it. Aidan. Peter Coughlin got it right. Julie on her way to work in Dublin. Boo, says Julie. Well, you got it right, Julie. Anne Malloy and Ballycumber got it right. Patrick Bennett, my car. Jim Laura got it. Mary Clear in Tullamore got it right. Martin Phelan in Mount Rat got it. And Marie in Portleash, well done. Phew, I could do with a coffee after that myself. You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove and a gas lamp. You've only one match. What do you light first? The answer is, of course, the match. Yes. Well done to everybody who got it right. If you didn't get it right, maybe you should go get yourself a coffee. We'll have another one for you next Tuesday. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Another chance to win €100 to spend in Lidl on the way in just a couple of minutes. Remember the number 083 3010 103 when you text or WhatsApp. We'll get to that in a sec. But first, let's educate everybody because today is Fantastic Facts Day. Cameron?
I do like educating people.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Did you know if there's ever an earthquake, the tunnel is the safest place to be? You know that? So dig yourself a tunnel if there's an earthquake. That's the safest
place. Really?
Yeah, because, you know, an earthquake will move with the soil, while above ground structures will just sway back and forth. There you go. Nobody ever told you that, no.
I'm not frequent earthquakes here in Ireland.
Goodness.
But
well,
it's good to know.
Good to know. Did you know your thumb is the same length as your nose?
Is it?
Yes.
As in?
Yeah, your thumb. Put your thumb up to your nose. Everybody try this at home, except if you're driving. This could be.
I feel like mine is actually bigger.
You do have a big thumb on you there.
I do. Like knuckle to the tip of your
knuckle
nose?
Knuckle to tip, yeah.
Mine's definitely big. Yours is as well. Yours goes above your eyebrows.
Yeah, but obviously the bone goes right back into your skull.
This fact doesn't feel very fantastic. It feels like it was put together
by
a liar.
Try it at home. These are fantastic facts. You question these facts, you get out. Simple as that.
Sorry.
Did you know that spending money on others brings you more happiness than spending it on yourself?
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't think that's fully true. I'm happy if somebody spends money on me, no problem. I'm happy if I spend money on me.
I will say, okay, I have no problem with giving people gifts. I think it is a nice gesture. However, I love getting gifts, whether it's from someone else or, more importantly, from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with that one.
You know what you like as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that fantastic fact a lie, but I will say I disagree with it.
Do you do the whole Irish thing of, you shouldn't have, don't be buying things for me.
No,
you stop?
People should buy things for me. That's just how it works.
You're right. Yeah, how stupid am I? Of course, Cameron would say.
Thank you. Like,
yeah, is that
very
all?
Good.
Yeah, do you have the receipt?
Where's the rest?
Yeah, exactly. Can I bring this back? did you know an octopus will eat its own arms if it gets really hungry? No. I've been there. Yeah. 1 o'clock in the morning, chippers, trying to get a garlic cheese chips after a few 7-ups.
A few 7-ups, right.
Exactly, yeah.
Can't remember the last time I had a few 7-ups and was like, you know what would go great with this? Garlic cheese chips.
And my arm.
I wonder how many 7-ups it takes an octopus to consume before they decide, you know what, it's arm eating time.
Yeah, if I can't get my hands on a garlic cheese chips. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Yeah, he's going to rock out Electric Picnic this year. Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life on Midlands 103. So, if you've got a little one in your life who's a big Taylor Swift fan, and you're thinking, I wouldn't mind heading back to college. Well, there's a course you might be interested in. Glasgow Clyde in Scotland is offering masterclasses aimed at mums and dads who are taking their kids to the singer's sold-out Eras Tour this summer. So it's a free session designed to help get non-Swifties up to speed about the star setlist. So there you go, all you non-Swifties. You can now do a course and become swiftly up to date on what Taylor Swift is up to and all her albums and her breakups and controversies. Because she's going to perform in Dublin in June, if you're heading to that. But there you go. You're filling out your CEO forms. Never mind engineering, medicine, or anything like that. Marketing. Whatever you're into. You need to get yourself a PhD in Swifty. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Talking about things you have nicknames for. Everyday items you have nicknames for. We have one here, Cameron. Hi, Peter. We buy the kids Capri Sun pouches. I call them Leonardo's, as in Leonardo the Capri Suns.
That's a good one.
Do you have any everyday items you have nicknames for?
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually for you.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
for it.
Fool.
You can do better than that. Come
yeah,
on,
but yeah, but I can't say it on air.
That's not really creative.
I can't say it on air.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Children to think about.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, the people have a lot of names for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will I tell you what they are?
Hit me with some.
Yeah. So I just had to kill Cameron's mic there for a second. I know. Bruce in Mount Mellick got in touch. He said, "Hi, Peter. I am the everyday item. Every spring, I like to get a skip and get rid of all the clutter. My wife calls me Bruce Springclean."
That's excellent.
That is so creative. That is brilliant. do you know what me mammy calls her mobile phone? Moby One Kenobi. That is brilliant.
Oh, it's shocking.
Don't talk to my mammy like that.
Sorry,
goodness.
Peter's mammy.
I think it's hilarious,
actually,
mammy.
You don't be giving out to me. I'll tell her what you were telling the people of the Midlands only earlier this week about one of your passengers in your car.
Oh,
and some
right.
of the problems they create for you.
Okay, right, okay. Problem with your mic there, Cameron. Sorry about that.
Yeah, there must be.
Another Texan saying, "Hi, Peter. My husband calls toothpicks Toothpick Shakur." Did you just get a whack
Did
of
a Did you
ball?
See that? I almost got a whack. Our sports editor, David
now, there's your whack for
tried
you.
to throw a ball at me and missed.
Live on air, Cameron just got a whack in the back of the head with a ball.
No, I got missed in the back of the head. I expect better from our sports editor.
You're right. Sports should be a little bit more accurate when it comes to throwing balls.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Oh, that's Sorry, brilliant. Peter. Our conversation got derailed. You were saying.
Let me see. Google Maps is known as Herself or Mrs. Know-It-All.
Herself. I haven't heard that one for Google Maps. I've heard that for a wife or a partner. I've never
herself,
heard for
yeah.
Google Maps.
She's gone herself. Ask her where we're going.
Might be an unusual relationship with Google Maps.
Our kettle is called Frankie, as in Frankie Boyle. Isn't it?
So Some of the puns are brilliant.
They're brilliant. Yeah. My nan called her landline Phony McRing Ring.
Phony McRing Ring.
Phony McRing Ring.
You should understand that's longer than landline.
Hi, Peter. Phony we have ring. In our office, we have a shredder we call Shreddy Mercury. Hi, lads. I have a robot lawnmower that I call David Moy.
All the artists are really like punnable.
Brilliant, they are.
Never realised any of this.
Yeah, where's David Moy? He's out in the
garden. David Moy.
Goodness me. That is brilliant. Oh, I love it. Right, Cameron, if you've recovered from your recent attack, you can go out and confront David.
Peter Dumb, I'll talk to you later.
Aha, I love it.